Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. I am speaking on the rising glory in individual lives. The rising glory we saw yesterday from generation to generation. The rising glory dash in individual lives. The objective of this study is to see the rising glory, understand the rising glory, number one, and number two is to understand our access to the rising glory. Two things I will say by opening an introduction. First, the glory does not only rise in level from generation to generation. The glory also rises from level to level in an individual's life. Say that again. The glory does not only rise in level from generation to generation. The glory also rises in level. Also rises from level to level in an individual's life.
The meaning of that is, you may be at a level of glory now, but there is a level that is beyond the level you are. You may be at a level of power now, a level of influence, a level of favor now, a level of grace now, but there is a level higher than where you are. We read all those scriptures yesterday. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. But the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. They go from strength to strength. Psalm 84 verse 7. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. We all beholding us in a glass. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. The glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Yesterday we said that from generation to generation, the glory rises in level. Today we are saying that not just from generation to generation, but in an individual's life, the glory also rises from level to level. That was why he said, arise, shine, your light is come, and the glory you carry has changed level. It has changed level. The glory is risen. Number two, commitment to the rise in glory in our personal lives is a sure way to the attainment of our generation's glory. Again, commitment to the rise in glory in our personal lives, or in the rise in glory in individuals' life, is a sure way to the attainment of our generation's glory. If I am committed to ensure that the glory of God in my life grows, or the anointing of my life grows or increases, or the favor of God grows, or the blessing of God grows in my life, then there is a guarantee that what God has in mind for my generation, I can attend to it. Am I communicating? We are going to look at examples through scripture of men and women that we can see a steady rise in glory, a steady rise in influence, a steady rise in blessing, a steady rise in favor. Example number one, Abraham. Now, in Genesis chapter 22 and in verse 2, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. That was the first level we saw Abraham at. First of all, God said, come out of your father's house, and from your kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. In other words, Abraham was at a level, but not at the blessing level yet. He may have some things, because you know that it's possible to have money and not be blessed. Because there is more to blessing than money. It's more to blessing than physical things. Abraham was at a level where God met him and where God wanted to release upon him the blessing. Now, Abraham shifted from the level God met him to Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. Where Abraham began to become rich. Now, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. God met him, literally unblessed, and God moved him to a level where he began to see riches. Now, from that level, Abraham moved to Genesis chapter 20, verse 35. And the Bible said, 24 verse 35. And the Bible said, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly. Now God told him he was going to bless him. And God made him rich in verse 13. And now the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. So God promised the blessing, made him rich, and then took him to the place where he became great. Now we are saying that. And he's become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant and camels and asses. The level was shifting. Now before this, you now go to chapter 24, the center of verse 1 of it, gave the conclusion of Abraham's life. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord has blessed Abraham in all things. So from I will bless you to now you are rich, to now you are great, and now you are blessed in all things. There's a song they used to sing in SU in those days. From glory to glory is changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me. Do you know the balance? His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of God changing my life. He's changing. He's changing me. From glory to glory, he's changing me. Okay, place it on the screen. Let me look at it and sing it well. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of God changing my life. It's changing from the promise to the product. From the prophecy to the reality. There are phases. I announce to someone here today, from the realm where God has spoken about what he will do in your life, you are shifting to the next level. And from the next level you are now, you are shifting to another level. And from the other level you are going, you are moving to the other level. Until what God will do in your life cannot be quantified. God has blessed Abraham in all things. There is no need to count it one by one. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Now, the example number two is Isaac. Isaac experienced rising glory in Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 13. Genesis 26 and in verse 13. The Bible said, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, possession of herds, a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. So what is the progression we see in Isaac? One, great. Two, he went forward. That's progress. Three, he grew. That is increase and elevation. Four, he became very great. Five, he had possessions. Six, he became enviable. A whole nation envied him. Some people in our world, when they become great, they stop there. But when Isaac became great, he refused to stop. He went forward. After he has achieved progress, he still refused to stop. He grew. He went up. After he went up, he still refused to stop. He became very great. After he became very great, he still refused to stop. Possessions of men servants, women, that is male and female employees. He still refused to stop there until he became the envy of a nation. You know what it means for a nation to envy a man. What level are you going to stop? I'm asking somebody, what level are you going to stop? that was the progression of the rising glory in Isaac. Example number three, Jacob. He experienced the rising glory. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 10, Jacob spoke and he said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan. When I was coming from my father's house, the only thing I had was a stick. But now I have become two bands. I had a stick, but now you have turned me into two multitudes. From one stick to two congregations. Glory. Genesis 32 verse 1 to 2. Even in the realms of divine manifestation, Jacob grew. Jacob went his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. He was going to meet Esau. He was afraid of Esau. If you read further, he prayed and said, Lord, I'm about to meet Esau. I am afraid. The angels met him. Now, Jacob moved from that realm where angels will not just meet him, but he lived in the company of the celestial. In Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5, and he journeyed, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, the host of heaven, and everything God was about him, and they could not pursue after the sons of Jacob. That shall be somebody's portion. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Example number four, Joseph. Joseph grew in glory. He grew in relevance. He grew in influence. Number one, he started from being manager of Potiphar's house. Genesis 39 verse 2 all the way to verse 6. Genesis 39. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Now, so Joseph started as the manager of a person's house. From there, he became the manager of a prison. Genesis 39:21. That is from managing an individual's concern to managing an institution. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison, verse 22. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. From manage my house, even though unpleasant circumstances took him to the prison, yet God shifted him to managing a prison. Now, from managing a prison, God shifted him to managing a nation. Genesis chapter 41 and in verse 39. You know the story. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. According unto your word, shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout a louder hallelujah. Somebody that is managing a particular station today, in a short while, God will promote you over an institution. And it's in a short while, God will give you the influence over a nation, influence over a continent, influence over a generation.
Say a louder amen. Do you see the progression? You see the progression. You see the shadow. Listen, where you are in God's agenda, and it is time for you to rise in glory, even your enemy can't stop it. When you are in the agenda of God, and it is time for you to rise in glory, even the sworn enemies of your life cannot stop it. Hello? Can I tell you why? Genesis chapter 40, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. Keep going. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. He put them under Joseph's charge, under Joseph's duty schedule, under Joseph's command. And he served them. And they continued in a season in the world. Now, what is the name of the person who assisted, who told Pharaoh about Joseph? What's the person called? Now, after Pharaoh has seen a vision and he couldn't interpret, and someone said, "Oh, I remember now. That's the butler, that's right. That was the butler, isn't it?" Now, and the butler now has been taken to the prison and kept under the charge. Why must it be Joseph that they should keep him under his charge? Why didn't they find another person? But I have a question to ask. Who was the person who handed them over to Joseph? The name? No. The Bible mentioned it just now. The captain of the guard. The captain of the guard handed him. And who is this captain of the guard? Genesis chapter 39, verse 1. Who is this captain of the guard? And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. An officer, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him up. And who is this captain of the guard? Potiphar. Who is the one that Joseph offended? Potiphar. Who sent Joseph to the prison? Potiphar.
Oh my God.
And who is now handing over high profile prisoners onto Joseph's hand? Potiphar. That takes us back to what I said. When it is time in God's agenda for you to rise in glory, even your enemies can. Hey! The man who sent this man to the prison for attempting his wife, how can he trust him with any other thing? Somebody get ready, because a certain Potiphar is about to link you with your next level of glory. The one who worked against you in time past. The one who, the one who resisted you in time past, is about to be used by God to
catapult you to your next level of glory, next level of promotion, next level of impact, next level of increase. You believe that, shout it out. Amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I believe that if this was what somebody came here for, it is enough. Number four was Joseph. Let's move to number five. The rise in glory in David. David's own is so interesting and so exciting because you could see a graded rise, a calibrated rise, a steady rise in the anointing of Joseph. Now, of David. The first place David started from, David had three levels of the anointing. The anointing number one was the anointing in front of his brethren. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day forward, he was anointed king in the front of a family, in the front of a family, in the front of his brethren. He dwelt in that anointing for a while, for some years. And then God shifted him to anointing number two, which was the anointing by the elders of Judah, one tribe in Israel. And now, that is 2 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 4. After he had dwelt in the realm of the anointing that was just in front of his family, he now moved to the anointing by one tribe in Israel. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabesh Gilead were they that buried Saul. They anointed him. The first anointing in his father's house, in front of his brethren. The second anointing was an anointing that gave him influence and dominion over the house of Judah, one tribe. After he dwelt there for some while, not too long, God shifted him to the next level of the anointing. That is the anointing over all Israel. In 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 5 and in verse 3. Sorry, 2 Samuel 5:3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over where? The first anointing was in front of who? His family. The second anointing was over what? Over the house of Judah. And the third anointing was where? Over the whole Israel. There are many people who want the anointing over Israel without the anointing in the Father's house. And there are many people who received the first anointing and died there. When our ministry was about 16 years, 16th anniversary, about 10 years ago, I came across a book that Kenneth Hagin wrote. And as I was reading the book, I can't remember the particular title now. He said, when he was 16 years in ministry, the Lord visited him and told him to get ready to start what he called him to do. After 16 years, that he should get ready to enter the first chapter of his plan for his life. And I read the book at the right time. Our ministry was around 16 years. I said, what? If after 16 years, he has not entered chapter 1, for many people at that 16 years is when they have finished ministry. I woke up. I told myself, I haven't started yet. Hallelujah. David's rise in the anointing was so swift, so smooth, so sweet. Level to level to level. It was not manipulated. It was not cajoled. It was not worked up. It followed a pattern by divine help. Every level positioned him for the next level. And God would have seen that he was qualified for the next level to shift him to the next level. So sweet, so clean. Beloved brothers, sisters, pastors, men, brethren, I don't know where you are today. There is a level ahead. I don't know where you are right now. There is still a level ahead. There is a realm of the anointing ahead. There is a realm of power ahead. A realm of glory ahead. A realm of influence ahead. A realm of grace ahead. And I announce in the name of Jesus, you are stepping there. Somebody say, I'm moving. Say, I am moving in the anointing from glory to glory. I am rising in the anointing from glory to glory. Somebody say, amen. I'll give you a final example. It's our Master Jesus, number 6. There was the rise in glory, the rise in influence in the life of our Master. His first level was sitting in the temple, hearing and asking questions. That was level 1. In Luke chapter 2 verse 46, the Bible said, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking questions. That was his level number 1. Level number 2 was the level where he functioned as a scripture reader, what they may call in some places a lay reader. In Luke chapter 4 verse 15 to 20, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. Now move forward. Now he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Now this was his story in Nazareth, where he grew. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue, so he had a pattern, on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And they delivered unto him the book of prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it to the minister. This was his pattern for years, and sat down where he grew up. You know, in the Bible study in those days, where he said, somebody read for me, so and so forth, like we do in the home church. All he could do was to read. As anointed as he was, he started by hearing and asking questions. Then he moved to the level where he functioned as a reader. Just read, somebody read the scripture for us. And as he finished reading it, he dropped it. His third level was the level of ministering, of preaching, teaching, and healing, according to scripture. I think it was in Matthew 4:35. It went about healing, preaching, teaching, healing. And then we just read Luke chapter 4 and in verse 15, when he went into the temple, into the synagogue, and he taught. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And then in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to verse 18, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. He moved in these levels. No matter how hard you try, you can't jump the levels. He moved in these levels. Our emphasis today is, what do I do to not die at the level where I am? What do I do to move in levels in the glory? What do I do? Number one, are you set for that? Never stop pressing for the next level. Never stop pressing. Never stop pressing for the mark. Like we say, until we see Christ face to face, there is one level more. In Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 14, Paul the apostle said, I press for the mark. I press toward the mark for the prize. Never stop pressing. Never agree to stop. Number two, don't over celebrate any level. Don't let human applause distract you from the next level. Don't over celebrate any level. We appreciate God for what He has done for us at this level. But we cannot die here. John chapter 6 and in verse 15, the Bible said, when Jesus therefore perceived that they will come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again into a mountain Himself alone. He had done so many miracles, they wanted to give Him chieftaincy title. He ran. Don't over celebrate. No, there are people who get titles today as if it is chieftaincy. We have authentic bishops, we have authentic apostles, and authentic prophets. My father in the Lord is a bishop. But there are those today who carry bishop, apostle, and all the, as if it is a mark of arrival. It's a mark of attainment. I am at so and so level, so I should be this. No, sir. They came to make Him a chief by force, Iran. Some people say they have made them a bishop. I should assist them to buy the cloth. I was just wondering whether I'm hearing well. That is, I should just assist in buying the robe. It's very costly and there's a need for. Why are you calling me into a responsibility that is not mine? Hallelujah. It was very, very funny. Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I refuse to settle down anywhere. I'm moving to the next level. Never stop pressing for the mark. Don't over celebrate any level. Number three, stay around more with God than with men. Stay around more with God than with men. When you stay around God, your inadequacies are exposed. When you stay around God, your inefficiencies are made clear to you. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 8, we saw the story of Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died. He went and saw the Lord and he saw himself. He saw he had never arrived. He hadn't even started. He thought he was already a pastor prophesying until God was saying, who shall we send and who shall go for us? Everybody already celebrated him as a called man, great man of God. But God was still looking for who to send. Stay around more with God than with men. Because when you stay around God, your inadequacies are exposed. Your inefficiencies are exposed. Made clear to you. Number four, keep trusting God for fresh light. Because we shine with light. Keep trusting God for access to fresh light. Light of scripture. Light and insight. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 said, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen." When light comes, glory rises. When light comes, glory rises. When you see something new and you apply yourself to it, you shift in glory. That was what Peter saw. In Matthew chapter 16, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell." Peter just shifted because he saw something. Keep trusting God for access to fresh light. When you see something new and you apply your life to it, your glory level shifts. When light comes, glory rises. Number 5. Keep making necessary moves and taking relevant steps. Making necessary moves, taking relevant steps. What we saw in Isaac was that he became great and decided to go forward. He went forward. He went forward. Genesis 26:13. Necessary moves, relevant steps, word-based steps. God moves with movers. He walks with those who walk. Rising is a step. Arise, shine. Until you rise, you can't shine. Nobody will see rising glory until they are ready to rise in action. You want power? Plan to be a witness. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You want the blessing of God? Begin to function as a blessing. I will bless you and thou shall be a blessing. Begin to function as a blessing. Make necessary moves. Take relevant steps to shift in the glory. You want church increase and explosion? Plan for it. Walk in the light of it. We kept chairs outside for overflow in area 1 before people ever came to sit on them. Keep making necessary moves and taking relevant steps. Number 6. Never stop growing. Growing. He became great. He went forward and he grew. Genesis 26:13. Never stop growing. Never stop learning. Never stop upgrading, updating, and upscaling your life. Upgrading, updating, upscaling yourself in the world, in your assignment, in your giftings and graces. You can never see glory without growth. No growing, no glory. If you want glory, grow. If you are not growing, you will soon be groaning. Never stop growing. Keep growing in your assignment. Isaac could not become very great until he grew. Someone say aloud, amen. Finally, number 7. Be faithful. Be faithful at your current level.
Be faithful to do what you are meant to do at your current level. Be faithful to the assignment. You want to pastor 1,000 people and you are not careful with 100 people. You are not faithful to pray for them and preach to them. Some people come to the altar carelessly. What is this? Only 20 people came today. Only 100 people came today. Let me just rush over everything and say, share the grace. Bye. See, I'm just wasting my life here. All the prayer I pray throughout the night. This is the only number of people that came. All right. And God is saying, I am watching you. I am watching. See, anybody who knows this church and this pastor, when we were 34, we started with 54. I think I preached with more fire than if possible. It's not possible. If I went for 5 services on Sunday, I would change shirt 5 times. Soaked. Suit is dripping. My wife will carry my suit at times and squeeze water out of it. One day we went to one of our churches in the east. The place is like my office upstairs now, the size of the place, of the whole church. It was not even up to. I preached like I was preaching in the stadium. The pastor's wife said, I am shocked, sir. I didn't know you would preach in this place like this. I thought it was only in the church in Abuja you would preach like this with crowd. He said, you are preaching to these people inside this cubicle like you are preaching to the whole world. We don't know how to do it otherwise. If you are not faithful to the few, the much will never arrive. Never. It's the same thing with your business. There is no way God can commit a multi-billion business into your hand the way you are running the one you are running now, the way you are running it. You are a motor mechanic and people come to your workshop, they can't see you. They never see you there. And if they see you there, you are playing draft or playing Ludo or something. Or God said, look, leave this man at this level. Faithful. You look at Luke chapter 16 and in verse 10. Luke 16 and in verse 10. He said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. You know, the way we used to read it is, he that is faithful in that which is least will be faithful in that which is much. That's not what God said. He said, you can confirm how the man will handle big things by how he's handling small things now. He will not be faithful in the much. He is already faithful in much. He that is faithful in the least is already faithful in much. So no devil can prevent the much from entering his hands. He that is faithful in the least is faithful in much. He that is unjust in the least is already unjust. I don't need to wait until I give him big things. The way he's conducting himself with these small things, I am convinced that he won't handle big things well. So leave him there. Many of us think that Joseph was just lucky. That was how he moved from Potiphar's house and began to manage the prison. And he was also lucky. No. There was faithfulness displayed. Genesis 39 verse 6. The Bible said Potiphar committed everything. He left everything in Joseph's hand. He didn't know what to eat. He didn't even care about what he said, except the bread which he ate. Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And under the watch of Joseph, nothing was missing.
A billionaire handed over his house to you and went to sleep. And not one kwacha or one.
Is that Malawi currency?
Not one kwacha is missing. Not one shilling. Not one. Not one. Not one naira. Not one pound. Not one dollar. Then they took him to the prison. Now look at verse 20, 21 and 22. Genesis 39. They took him to the prison. And the keeper, and gave him favor in the keeper of the prison. And then verse 22. He said, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph and all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. And there was no complaint. No complaint. By the time God saw how he handled a man's house, nothing spoiled. He handled a prison. Nothing went wrong. He said, let me make you handle a nation. Stand up on your feet. Nothing spoiled. And he said, let me make you handle a nation. You want to be an apostle over a nation? And God placed a community under your hand. And you did it and you messed up. Huh? You began to run around the local government chairman, the governor, and began to run around the senators and run around the honorable parliamentarians, and they pocket you and pocket your anointing and pocket your destiny. And God said, this man cannot be anything. He would disgrace the kingdom if you make him to access higher palaces. He would disgrace the kingdom. Don't take him up there. He will become almost a beggar, begging men, begging people. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. Let's confirm all of this. And let us shift in glory. How many are ready to shift in glory today? Lift up your hands and begin to speak to God. I have dwelt long enough where I have been. Lord, I am ready for a shift. A shift to the next level. Lift your hands and worship him. Lord, lay your hands upon my life. It's enough. I am in need of your hands on me today. Start from the first verse. Your grace, O Lord, is sufficient.
Your grace, O Lord, is sufficient.
Singer.
life you possess. I need your hands upon me. I need your hands upon my life. Father, this anointing session, the glory level must rise in my life. I must shift in glory. Take any posture you want, but ensure you are praying. Father, I must shift. My life must shift in glory. I must shift in glory. You can pray upon your expectation at this moment as well. My life must shift in glory.
Thank you.
I speak to every expectation lifted today. Both the things that you have trusted God for and the things that cannot be written on paper, I ask that today, by the reason of the anointing, the answer is granted. Before the sun sets today, answer is in your hands. Before this night vigil, answer is in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. You can keep that in your book or somewhere and then lift up your bottles of oil. And the oil is lifted up and the hand is lifted on the other side. And if you are here this morning and you are in need of surrender to Jesus, in order for the anointing to be effective on your life, it will be important that you come forward and make your ways right with Jesus. You want an addiction broken, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, just quickly step forward. we ask for your fire upon this oil. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Glory. And the anointing communicates the Spirit of God. May this communication shift your glory level. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has tied your life, your destiny, your family, your business, your career, your ministry, everything that has tied you to the same spot, today by this anointing, it is broken. This shall even be the herald of lost glory. While we are talking about shifting in glory, there are those who lost glory. They had glory before that got lost. They had favor before that disappeared. They had blessing before that disappeared. They had power before. The anointing of God disappeared. Their gifts disappeared. They can't see anymore. They can't hear anything anymore. They can't receive from even the Bible anymore. I prophesy, I declare today, every glory that is lost, every favor that is lost, every mantle lost, missing mantles. Every mantle that is lost, every mantle that is missing, every favor that is lost, that is missing, today I declare restoration by the reason of this anointing. In the name of Jesus, and by the same anointing, yokes are broken, ancestral curses are broken, generational curses are broken, family limitations are broken by this same anointing. Doors open. Spiritual eyes open. Ears open. Destinies open. Ministries open. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, Ikobadaya, I see the release of angels. That's right. Ikobadaya, ministry spirits. Lay your toes, Aradana, Gayada, Eternity, Alola. Battle angels are released. March, Talon, angels with mantles. I release an assignment. Angels with swords. Yakora tasefetesi. Direction giving angels. Yes, yes. Illumination. Light. Light bearers. Mashtora tese perida. That particular dimension of operation. You desire souls desperately. By this anointing, it shifts level. It shifts in the next level. So I declare the presence and power of God released through this oil. The glory manifested through this oil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Take that oil in your hands a little. Leave the hands high now. Here comes the final bus stop of that challenge. Here comes the obituary of that demonic affliction. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream glory at the top of your voice and place your hand on your head and begin to blaspheme in tongues. Father, let the glory rise. Let the glory be restored. And let the glory flow. In the name of Jesus. Take that oil again. Take a little in your hand. You will need to close the bottle and drop it. And put a little on the second hand. Talking about a multiple. Whatever God wants to do for me today, I want it minimum double. I want double fire, multiplied grace, multiplied glory, multiplied favor, multiplied unction. Hey! Give it two hands like that now. That's right. Just pray in the spirit 1 minute. I need double favor, double fire, double option.
Double fire! Double fire! Double. I say in the name of Jesus, it's him. Glory! Glory! Like that twice. Everything double, double.
And then you begin to blast in tongues.
When I scream in the name of Jesus, I scream, glory! Glory! That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That devil that did not bow before today must bow now. That devil of barrenness must bow now. That devil of chronic singleness must bow now. That devil of HIV must bow now. That devil of hepatitis must bow now. Every stubborn situation of your life before today shall be history after today. Don't forget the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. Are you ready? Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus.
The Lord has heard us. And the Lord has answered. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Counselors, please help take these people. They can still be within the sanctuary until we finish shortly. Take your seat, people. You are my strength when I seem to have no strength. You are my song when I am in need of song. You are my strength when I seem to have no strength. You are my song when I am in need of strength. Lord, I cannot do without you. No matter how hard I choose to try, you are everything to me in everything. Lord, I cannot do without you. No matter how hard I choose to try, you are everything to me in everything. There's so much that has happened this morning, and I believe that someone's life and destiny will never remain the same. Pick up your expectation and lift and just wave it one more time. Just keep waving. Lord, I can do no matter how I choose to try. Took place. Deliverances just happened. Liberty from ancestral and family curses. And Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We glorify it in Jesus' name. Somebody who has just been healed of a terrible hypertensive headache. Hypertension also gone. Right now, you are here, you cannot feel it anymore. And if you go check your blood pressure, it will be clear that your blood pressure is normal. You are like that. Quickly step forward here and confirm your healing. And God also clean out arthritis from the knees of somebody. The left eye is also healed. It's not seen well or not seen at all. God has touched it. The shoulder, like weight on the neck and back, just lifted now. What I cannot do without you, no matter how hard I choose to try, you are everything to me in everything. What I cannot do without you. A bleeding disorder has just been healed. In the name of Jesus, whoever has it and wherever it is from, I declare it is over forever. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us the testimony and thank you because it is done. You are healed of any form of affliction. Something left you. You can also join us. We may not take all now because of time. We'll do that in the night vigil. But let us know what's happening.
She says she came in for the convention on Wednesday with very terrible hypertensive headache that lasted all the while, but just took her.
Give the Lord a big clap of
hands. Has lasted for 4 solid years. She is Sister Esther Abba. Lasted for 4 solid years, a hypertensive, a headache. At the mention of the word just now, the headache disappeared totally.
Help, help, help. All of you face one person and then you left this.
Sister Caroline, excruciating migraine headache for 8 years. She couldn't lift her hands. The pain is gone, the headache is gone, and everything is free.
In the name of Jesus. No, not the back. Not the back. See an elderly man, you are taking him to the back. Come, madam. Come forward. What happened?
When we went to this morning, he said he had pressure and he said he's had Parkinson for more than 7 years. And this morning he said the pressure has left his head.
Pressure has left his head.
That's number right one. Wow. And then number two, when we're praying this time, when we put the oil in the hand, he said he saw a hand dropping oil into his palm.
A hand dropping oil into your palm?
Yes.
Wow, from where?
I don't know from where he came.
You don't know from where, just from upstairs. Dropping oil on your hand. Wow. And the pressure in the head is gone. From Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Parkinson's of how many years?
More than 7 years.
More than 7 years. But his hand is normal. There's no tremor now. There's no vibration.
Yes. It's getting
normal.
Everything's normal.
Yeah.
Before, show us how the Parkinson was. How was the vibration like?
His hand used to vibrate.
Vibrate
like
continuously
this.
Like that.
And the left hand, he couldn't open properly.
And he couldn't open the left hand properly. And now he's opening. And you came from where?
We came from Switzerland.
You came all the way from Switzerland. I'm happy for you.
Me for you too.
He said he's happy for me too. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. All the way from Switzerland, the Parkinson's tremor and vibration is gone. The pressure on the head is gone. He saw oil dropping on his hand, and that is the oil changing his story. Father, thank you because he is healed.
75.
Oh, wow. It's up to 75 years. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. More healings.
Congratulations.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Please, you can return back to your seat. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. 7 years of Parkinson's with tremor, with pressure in the head, tremor gone, pressure in the head gone. He saw oil dropping on his hand. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. Give the Lord a bigger, bigger clap and a shout of praise.
Sir, Mr. Emeka came into service this morning with severe headache, diagnosed with hypertension. While you were ministering, something left him. The pain is gone. The pressure on the chest is gone.
Keep going.
19 years of severe headache at the center of his head. 19 years gone.
Wow. Congratulations.
Our brother Amos was diagnosed with mental stress, hypertension. He mentioned several other ones.
That vomited blood.
Wow.
While you were ministering, something left him. Now he's whole. He's
wow,
free.
Wow. Give the Lord the praise. Omewoya, if him Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogia. Everybody sing it now.
Jehovah Nisi. Omega, 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 Omega,
here that will leave some of this till the night so that we can take just a few more. Go ahead.
Against hypertension. 5 years, she came with a excruciating headache. But as you ask us to place our hands on her head and shout glory, she said, amazingly, sir, that she saw a table on her head and four men sitting on that table. That was the pressure. The high BP has affected her eyes. She has not been able to see well. And, sir, rope tied around her. But you came. The rope began to loosen, and those men took off, and the table fell. Headache disappeared immediately.
Table on the head.
On the head, sir.
With four men sitting on top. Oh, my God. What a mystery. And she saw that the moment the word was mentioned.
She immediately, I said, you've seen that all now? She said, yes.
Oh, my God. Every mystery behind any misery. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
Every mystery around any misery of your life, that mystery is over now. Over now. The mystery is over now.
Sir, for her, she said, at the shout of glory, you came to her. You were with pastors sharing a bundle of money, like this money bag with money sign on them, and several items inside. And when you got to her, instead of giving her the money bag, you said, come, let us go to your father's house. You proceeded to her father's house with a long sword and began to destroy ancient trees. I said, how do you know they're ancient? He said, yes, that she knows are trees of old and altars. And an old man came. Who is this man that you brought to our village to destroy us? He said, it's my dad. He said, no, I know your biological father. This one is not your biological. He said, you know my biological father, but you don't know my daddy. This is my daddy in the Lord. Sir, she said, even her own father cannot go to the village right now. And now she knows that deliverance for her family has come.
Every altar fighting you from your father's house, from your community, from your village, fire on that altar. They are set on fire. Jesus' name.
Pastor Emmanuel came all the way from Kaduna with a weight. He says it's like a person is always leaning on him. As you gave the word, that weight got lifted. Today he's free. He came with arthritis pain that has lasted for 7 years. Hers has lasted for over 20 years. Stand here, ma. Lasted over 20 years. As you gave the word, arthritis disappeared. She also came with that headache you mentioned, you talked about. Headache has gone back to hell from where it came from.
Hypertension also for over 20 years. And yours also diabetic. And you are free. Father, thank you because it is gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Esther Moran.
Inherited arthritis for 4 years, check back to hell. Hers is for a year, check back to hell. They are totally free now, sir.
Congratulations. Free. Jesus.
Our sister here came with a condition of urinary incontinence and fibroid.
Urinary
incontinence. Since 2016. She came under pressure to urinate. Each time she comes under pressure, it falls. The urine comes out. So she came under pressure in the service. She was shouting, Lord, will I disgrace myself here? And I don't want to go out. But immediately we shouted glory, that pressure ceased. She didn't urinate on her body. Fibrosis symptom all gone. And she believed that she's totally free.
Congratulations. The best place for anything to pursue you to is the presence of God. Anything that pursues you to God's presence has pursued you into good. Yes.
Sister Becky, amen. In 2017, a demoness fed her with fish food. She woke up with all manners of affliction. Difficulty in breathing, hypertension, to mention but a few. But she came to the service in our condition this morning, as the word went forth. Said she felt a cold sensation all over her body. And now the headache is gone.
Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Sir, our brother here had been afflicted with glaucoma. Please, can you come forward?
I asked him since when. He said he can't even remember since he was a child. Come forward to the senior pastor. He said since he was a child. He said it was so terrible that he could not walk around without being assisted. He used, in his words, said he could not walk around independently without being assisted. He came here with that affliction, with all the symptoms, already scheduled for surgery on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. He said, you mentioned this case specifically that somebody's been healed of the left eye condition just now. And he said, immediately you made mention of that word, power surged into the left eye. It felt fire sensation in the eye. He said for the first time after a very, very long time, he could see the screen with that left eye.
What?
He had not been able to see the screen with
it
for a long time.
Are you the brother of the lawyer? No. Do you have a lawyer brother?
Yes.
What's his name?
Barrister Ahmed Waziri.
Really? Okay. So you are literally blind.
Impaired with left eye for over 43 years.
The left eye.
The left eye.
Can you close the right eye now?
Yes, I close the right eye.
And you see me?
Yes, I can see you.
Can you follow me?
Yes.
You are the mighty
43 years.
Great I am. Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. It is
here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the mighty God the great.
It is done. Clarity and no more surgery. And every satanic agenda on the lawyer to destabilize or make his life unstable is cancelled. No satanic displacement agenda will succeed in his life. In the name of Jesus. Power! Find out why he's crying. No devil shall uproot him. In Jesus' name.
I testify on behalf of my brother. He was displaced of his victory in 2019. He won an election. He was given the credit of return, but he was never sworn to office up to today.
Really?
Yes, Barrister Ahmed Waziri Oshoma.
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Mystery. This is mystery.
Woo! I don't know him. I've never heard of him. I don't know him. I've never heard of him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No. I don't know him. I don't know his brother. I don't know the name. You, to unplant you, to uproot you, that agenda is arrested. That agenda is arrested. That agenda is arrested. That agenda is arrested. It's just enemy, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Tell me two more and then we are through. It is done. Surgery cancelled. Go forward and be successful. Give the Lord the praise. Yes, please go.
Yes, sir. Our sister here actually said when we shouted glory two times, she saw a revelation. She saw you at the Area 10 parade ground. An exhumed a Nigerian flag from underneath the ground and handed over the flag to our mother in the Lord to wash with the anointing oil. And the Nigerian flag became suddenly very clean, lifted up for a new level of glory.
Give the Lord a praise. Anybody believe our nation is assuming a new level of glory? Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.
Mr. Kenneth said he had a bike accident on Sunday. Please come forward. That led to a locked shoulder. For the first time since Sunday, he's able to lift it up after he shouted, "I receive." The hand is free totally.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Everyone here today, ensure you are at the vigil tonight. Every single one, you haven't seen a vigil like that before. The glory we are entering into, you would like to know what that glory is pregnant with. Many of us, just take a look at yourself and all you do now. Because by this time next year, you will, if Jesus tarries to come, you will be surprised. Not only will people be shocked at where you are, you will be saying, "What happened?" The thing you have not seen all your life, under 1 year. What you have not experienced 30 something years, 40 years, 50 years, 50 something, 60, 70 years of your life, under 1 year. Stand up on your feet. The rest of you celebrate your way back to your seat. I've got a feeling everything's already alright. I've got a feeling. Every agenda of your family to place an embargo, a ceiling over your life, family altar, the embargo is lifted. And every affliction in your body that is family altar related, today it is returned back to hell. As I'm speaking to somebody in the Kaduna area, and Emmanuel, whether you are here in person or you are there watching, from Zaria side in particular, around the place where the ABU teaching hospital is, what's the name of that? Is it Tuluwada? Don't know where the teaching hospital is. Don't know the old one. Tuluwada, yes. Around that area, it's where that person is. Or where that person came from. Whether you are here in person or you are watching, there's a name that has Emmanuel. Whether it's, are you from the place I mentioned? Okay, he's also Emmanuel from Kaduna. Step over there. But where I just mentioned. Now, I prophesy to you today. I decree this embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. That altar of the family that has fought your life and fought your body and fought your health, that altar is retrieved. That altar is set on fire. The affliction is retrieved and fired back to hell.
this way. It's your hands. In the name of Jesus. The affliction is set on fire. Altar set on fire. Yes, just verify from them the particular place I mentioned. Verify from them the particular place. And if you have a surname that is the same name and you are from that same vicinity, let us know. And if you are watching online, also let us know. Somebody say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every altar
of my family,
fighting my life, and my destiny.
With stagnation
or any form of affliction,
today is your end.
You are set on fire.
Set on fire.
Open your mouth and pray right now.